Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I run? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, it keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was tryna get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Boys tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
She told me it's over. I told her she late. She told me the love she had for me turned into hate.
Whoa.
I told her I miss her, though I'm glad that she gone.
Bye.
She told me I crossed her mind when she thinking it's song. Bye. Now she's just somebody that's lonely, thinking coulda, shoulda. New man ain't no better. So now she sorta wish she woulda. Text me what you doing. I'm having fun with my new chick. You at home with that old man. Stressed out watching Netflix. A rock all in my cup. Her hand all in my pants. Woo. My eyes all in my head. The joint like Tito, this my jam. I know you only here tonight, so I hope I'm in your plans. I'm like, God damn, shorty. God damn, shorty. God damn, shorty.
Verbal say she love me, her verbs will never show it.
Duh.
Whenever I need her help, she refuse to be heroic.
Huh.
My bad, my fault, I went and tricked and cheated her. She kicked my love away, I brought her too many sneakers. Claim she wants to be her missus, find it easier to miss her. She fell in love again, I guess this other nigga tripped her. You changed? Yeah, yeah. You couldn't change for weather, so hope you change for the better. See how you change with the weather, you're a joke. Funny how just a friend became a baby father. Won't bother, got plenty bitches. Miss me, don't catch the vapor. Since you bleaching my clothes, burn everything I brought you. When you sexy, you're next. Teach them everything I taught you.
What way?
What I
say? What
I say? And I did. Now you're somebody that I used to know.
Only one that I can come to. Love screw, now you're just somebody that I once knew. I loved you, thought the love we had would be set in stone. Till I got knocked and found myself left alone. I had to test the throne, meaning test your loyalty. No discreet, out for self, her attitude was more for me. And when it was turn to speak, I just said it's worth saving. Now I take my statement back, like an alpha David. I see it clear, the tunnel with love, her vision fell. cause the bitch heart was colder than that prison cell. Running from my love, but was coming to my visit. Fuck a one hit wonder, I just wonder why I hit it. Damn.
Latina Cut, welcome. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Bit of a delay there. Not sure what the deal was, but we are live with you. Host Onyx and Golden Fleece on the line. What is the deal?
Wednesday night is the deal. Another Wednesday night. Gotta attack it like we always do, man. Oh, man, I wasn't sure what that delay was. I was like, what's going on after the song, man? It's a little pause there.
Yes, not sure, but, you know, we took a week off last week, and you come back this week, and it's like, oh, gotta get back in the groove of things. It seems like it's, that 1 week will just, it's like a long time, but it's definitely a much-needed rest, so I appreciate it. Our Wednesday off here and there, and get re-up and be able to come back through. So no special guest tonight, but it is us, and we can get back in the groove of things and get ready for next week's guest. So if this is your first time listening, again, this is Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night via Jermaine Dupri social network, global14.com. And shout out to Jermaine Dupri and Mariah Carey, who released their record this week, the premiere, Art of Letting Go. Yeah,
the
very
Art
nice.
Art of Letting Go. Did you see a surprise to people on Jimmy Fallon? I think it was last night.
Oh,
she was surprising people. Yeah, it was funny. It was so funny that the guys in the room was going crazier than the girls. Like, when she walked in the room and they saw the dudes that were in the room, they were losing it. I was like, wow, the guys
really?
Are going crazy. Yeah, it was mad funny. But shout out to JD and Mariah. They've been on that press tour. You know, they shut down Facebook on, what was that? That was 11. And, man,
yes,
it was
Monday.
Trending right away. It was trending right away. Soon as they did it, I looked at Twitter, trending topic, Letting Go was on there. I was like, okay, yep, they shut it down. So they reached a whole bunch of people by just releasing it on Facebook, which shows everybody out there that's listening in the world, radio world, and music, entertainment industry, that shit's changing, man. People not using
old
formats no more.
That's right. Definitely got to come with something new and be innovative. And I bet that they were the first to do that, to actually release audio. I've heard that there's been some premiere with videos, but that they were the first to release the audio. So that was dope to still get everybody's attention. But it's Mariah. And even at the Social Death Anniversary, when we touched down in February, when she came out, we're like, oh, my God, Mariah's here, you know? And it was really dope. So
it's crazy, their relationship. That shit is close.
They really are tight.
And, you know, I watched the interview the other day when she was on Angie Martinez, and, you know,
yes.
JD was like, you know, he's been there through all her relationships, just, you know, and that's, like, crazy when you have that type of chemistry and you actually known each other for that long, you know what I'm saying, and you both reached a certain height in the music industry that's way up there, and you still could come together and do things, man. That's definitely a blessing, man. A lot of people fall out, you know.
Look at
the whole Pebbles thing, you know what I'm saying, with the TLC movie brought back up, you know what I'm saying? So shouts out to them for just staying friends, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. And I think about that a lot, too. It's like, that has to say a lot about their character. So that's amazing. So that was good biz for JD this week. So, again, you guys can actually get exclusives and all of that if you go to global14.com. So everything kind of stems from there. So any and all things related to Mariah and more, and just JD in general, and then what we got going on as well, global14.com would be a great place for you guys to go to get that insight if you like us and you want scoops and inside scoops and heads up and all of that kind of stuff. So you never know what kind of contest. I mean, he is the manager of her, so you never know what may happen. I won't say anything. I don't have any scoops. We don't have any scoops, but you do want to stay hip to global14.com and in the show, because we may be able to have some scoops for you guys later at a later date. So
most definitely. I mean, yeah. Everything is shut down right now. People that can do what they're doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? But you
exactly.
know, industry as a whole, you know, is pretty much relaxing, getting ready for the holidays. And then by that next year, it's turn up time. So you don't know what's going to come across. You don't know what's going to happen. But I tell you what, we definitely going to have some scoops, and we definitely going to have some inside information, giveaways, all types of stuff. So you definitely want to stay tuned.
Most definitely. I'm looking forward to new platforms as well to get this streamed and broadcast. And so lots of things in the works, not just talk about that action. So we'll let you see that, and we'll present it when time comes, you know, time permits us to do so. So, but... Global14.com, and make sure you follow the Twitter at Global14. Tonight is just, again, me and Golden. We are gonna have a review coming up probably sometime in late December or January. We'll probably take a week off for Christmas, but most certainly we'll do another review. We've done that before. You guys are welcome to go back and listen to our previous podcast, but Golden can let you guys know how you can be featured for those reviews. We actually played a record or two from those who submitted their music. So we do keep it in our rotation, and we do play it when we have our celebrity guests on as well. So if you'll let them know, homie, how they can be considered, that would be...
Yeah, no doubt. They could definitely hit us up on our social networks. You can hit us up on our Twitter. Onyx is Onyx254 on Twitter. I am the Glue, THAGLUE on Twitter. Hit us with a DM, you know, let us know what record you want us to play. Let us know what project that you're dropping. Try to give us some insight on the record. We definitely want to make sure we introduce it the correct way. We always want to present people the way they want to be presented. So make sure you give us some background on the situation. Or you can also hit us up on global14.com, of course. And you can private message on there. So Onyx is Onyx254 on there. I'm Golden Fleece on there. You can hit us up. Send us a private message like, yo, I want to be featured on the show. When can that happen? And if we don't get back to you right away, we definitely will get back to you. We got a lot of people that's catching up to what we're doing. So we got a lot of different things that they're sending us. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get through every one of them things and knock them out as promised. You know what I'm saying? So hit us up. Don't hesitate. We always looking forward to hearing everybody's new music. And you never know who we have on the show that day that will hang around and listen to your music. You know what I'm saying? Like DJs, A&R. So, you know, send your best material. Don't send track 15 that you're going to put on the tape mixtape. Send the best one you got. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, for sure. And, you know, speaking of that, like you say, you never know who we're going to have on the show. We're actually going to have Tony Neal, the CEO and founder of Core DJs. And if you guys don't know who they are, then you probably not even need to be in the artistry field right now, because you know, you need to catch up. So Core DJs, huge coalition, the biggest in the nation at this point. I'm pretty sure they have some overseas guys involved as well and in the mix. They seem to do a pretty awesome job with getting the records out there and getting the promotion together. They do great conferences. I know the last mix show they had in Atlanta, where 50 Cent was there, Meek Mill was there, so it was just a lot of names, a lot of household names there, actually taking the time out, dedicating their time free of charge to those who attended, of course, and purchased a ticket, but taking the time out to speak and give their advice, input, and ventures and opportunities and whatnot. So he's going to be on the line next week, and he's already, he knows that, you know, there may be callers. He knows that you what kind of show this is, and that you guys will be interested in knowing anything about the industry. So he's going to be prepared, and you never know. Like Golden said, you never know who's going to be in the line. You never know if you listen to the record. He may like that at this point. I know that he submits, like Blaze Check has him to submit records and a whole bunch of other companies. So he's got a lot going on, and it's kind of hard to get in touch with him unless you're spending some money. So take this free opportunity next Wednesday with us and share the word if you know someone who could be who this could benefit and you know, take the time to listen to his interview, learn something, speak with him if you get an opportunity to call in. So that'll be next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you do that.
A lot of knowledge with that guy. So if you're listening and you're interested, you definitely need to call up and ask the questions that you need to ask, because a lot of knowledge with that guy. Tony Neal knows a lot. Like Onyx said, his DJ retreats are the biggest out here. So, you know, they breaking records, they submitting records, you know what I'm saying, and they know music. So shout out to Skano, who we already had on here.
Yeah,
now, you know, the CEO, Tony Neal, will be in the building. And I just also got a call, I think the next week after that, we're going to have Wu-Tang's DJ, DJ Mathematics, come on there.
Oh, man. I love it.
Tell you what Wu-Tang has going on right now. They're doing some dope things. A lot of people want to know, like, man, well, I've been seeing Method Man, Red Man tour. They were just actually in our town. Yeah, they tore it down out here. I wasn't able to make it, but he was there. And so he's going to be coming on to tell y'all a few things about what the Wu got going on. You know, it's their 20th year anniversary since entered the Wu. Dropped, and we may have a special Wu-Tang member call in on that day as well. So
please.
Stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned. Just
yeah,
got
I
that
will
in.
Be
so.
All excited. Oh man, it's dope. I mean, yeah, that's amazing. I love Wu-Tang. Since I was about 8 years old, I mean, it's just incredible. And I have my brothers and my father and everybody to thank for that, because we're just crazy about rap music and all of that growing up. So. It hasn't changed yet. So, yeah, so a lot, again, there's just nothing but announcements tonight. A lot of good things happening. We mentioned that in the news. I feel like my phone is static. And do you hear any static?
No, actually, everything sounds pretty
we're doing
clear
great?
To me. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
well, great.
Just,
I guess it was me. Okay, well, I guess it's just me. But, yeah, so that's really, I think that, we did... we didn't broadcast last week, but actually last week on that Sunday, we did catch up Sunday night, more so Monday morning. We caught up with Turk of former Cash Money of Hot Boys and now of Young and Thuggin Entertainment, who actually lost his father, unfortunately, in a hit and run. I don't believe there's been an update and that they found person responsible for that, but it did happen in New Orleans. That week prior, I want to say that Wednesday night or Wednesday night is when he received the call. Not last Wednesday, but the Wednesday before. So we did a brief interview with him in regards to that and what he wanted to do to celebrate his father's legacy. And that is on our YouTube, so you guys can actually go to our YouTube that we have and listen to that excerpt interview. And I know recently he was in the news as well for a video that he put out, but there's been some cleared up interviews and articles written among all that, so we won't get into that side of things, but we definitely want you guys to check out the interview that we did with him, and we took a week again off, and now we're back today, so
there's a lot going on with that too, man. I heard,
I'm actually
seeing rap a lot. I'm hearing that Jay Prince reached out to him on the day of his father's funeral and offered him a deal. So I don't know if he signed with Rap-A-Lot, if that's official, but it's a possibility. So, it's a good look for him getting offers and people, you know, realizing that he had to stand down for, I think, nine or ten years, you know, held his head up and came out on a positive note, you know, had twins, married his girl. That held them down, you know. The guy is actually the story that everybody should really look at. All those street niggas out there, you know, if you ever go down, that's how you want to come out. You know what I'm saying? Come out hustling and still trying to win. So hopefully the situations with Turk and Rap-A-Lot, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we'll hear some official announcement. We know he keep it real with us, so he'll let us know. But, that's what I was seeing all over the blogs.
And he definitely, what's great about Turk is that he knows which and what offers to turn down. He definitely gets a lot of offers, and he's not one to, he's done his research, you know, even being gone and coming back into the industry and seeing what it is now. He's definitely done his research, so we congratulate him on all his endeavors, and whichever deal he takes, we know that he has, is going to do the best one that's for him, you know, and that's amazing, and that's one of the most important things you can do as an artist coming into the industry today. And then also, Golden, in his articles, he mentioned some great things such as BG and C Murder sending, like, you know, flowers to the funeral, and just all kind of stuff. So many people showing love. Dre coming through, and I don't know if he came to the actual funeral, but coming through and saying, hey, if you need something, this and that. So I do, you know, a lot of people, a lot of support, and it's always unfortunate, especially in a situation like this. But that was really enlightening to see that there was still some form of support and concern and care for such an unfortunate time in his life, and that people didn't take it for granted. So, oh, he's just a rapper, and this is, he should be used to this, and, you know, so second loss in his family. He's, like you said, he's, if you guys go back in our excerpt, he kind of mentioned how he, there's a lot of women in his family, so he's being strong and whatnot. So he's just, like you said, a great person to learn from and look from, and a good, he could be a great role model and is a great role model. So shout out to Turk.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt doing his thing, man. There's a couple things we're going to talk about tonight. One that I
definitely
want to
get into. I know we just
kind of
eased into the news, didn't we?
Well, you know, hey, you know, when we have, when we don't have guests on, we just float it right in. You know, we start talking about what's going on. So, you know, we ease into it. It ain't no problem. It's definitely things out there to talk about right now.
Yes.
One of them I really wanted to talk about. I hope this doesn't get out of hand. But, man. You know how we praise Trinidad James on the show for his accomplishment in music. While
yes,
a lot of people hate him, we don't hate him or his music or what he's trying to do in the industry. I think it's a blessing that he got his shot like he did. But right now, I'm just going to have to really say something about Trinidad James, because he did something the other night, I don't think he should have did it. You know, I don't think he should have did it. I think Trinidad James right now is feeling himself a little bit too much.
Oh, no, he took it.
Yeah.
No.
So this is what happened. Trinidad James did a show in New York City. Now, when you're from the South and you do shows in New York City, you know what I'm saying? It's great because New York is embracing the South. You know what I'm saying? So if you go up there and you got shows and people selling out, whatever, yo, it's a good thing. It's a great thing, homie. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, he gets on the stage, and I'm looking at the video earlier today because somebody said, yo, you got to see this video, man. So I'm looking at the video early in the morning, and I'm seeing where Trinidad James is on the stage talking to New York about how Atlanta runs New York, and he's saying his fans in New York, like, I don't know what happened to y'all, bro. We used to want to be like y'all, but we run y'all. We run New York, you know. If y'all think different, anybody want to do something, we could do it, because I don't give a fuck, you know, shit like that. And it's just where does that come from, bro? If Atlanta does run New York, good. Is somebody from Atlanta trying to stop that from happening? Like, that doesn't make no sense to me. Like, if you're an Atlanta artist and you know now that Atlanta's getting super love, why would you go on stage in front of people that came to see you from New York and say that, hey,
y'all ain't nothing.
We're running y'all. I don't know what the fuck is wrong. That's so counterproductive to me. Not only was it stupid, it's counterproductive, bro. Get up there and perform your ass off. Be glad that New York is fucking with Atlanta music. Why are you going on these Kanye rants and you haven't even been in the game for that long? Even if you had a point, it's not yours to be saying anything right now.
Thank you. It's really not even. I can't even see Jeezy coming through and Ludacris or anybody from Atlanta coming through and saying, hey, we run this. We run. First of all, we've talked about this a million times about, and I know you didn't open the floor for me yet, but we've talked about this a million times about how every, and even some of our celebrity guests have come on, every era, every so many years. Everybody has their decade. Everybody has their time. You had the hypey. Texas had its moment when we was running everything. They still taking and screwing and using the whole Texas elements. You had the St. Louis going down in 2002, 2003. Nelly had the takeover game on lock. Everybody was on his remixes. You had New York. Everybody has their time. So it's a circle back to Atlanta in a different type of way. But for you to be, for hip-hop to literally have started in, like, the Bronx and all of that and up in New York and be the most lyrical, are known for being the most lyrical and just really, you know, that's where all the freestyles and battles and just all of that is, like, that is the state. That is New York, lyrical, you know, period. And so for you to be furthest from that, you know, art, literally, if you want to break it down to actual hip-hop, yeah, we know everything has its genre, market, and all that. We can break it down business-wise all we want. But when it comes to the content and the actual lyrical game and all of that and the history and whatnot, nobody's really messing with New York. And I can say that, and that's what it is. Like, 50 Cent is from New York. Are you really telling me that you're running 50 right now? Like, I'm not feeling it. Like, I don't feel it financial-wise. I don't feel it song-wise.
It's just stupid anyway.
It was not smart.
Yeah, it's not even, to me, it's a little bit, he can't even match
none of what New York artists have accomplished. Like,
but it's not even that to me.
But I'm saying, even if it was that, like,
right.
He shouldn't have that.
He don't
realm.
Have that platform to do it because he hasn't done much.
Like,
but
none,
my whole
nothing.
Thing is, if you can do a show any fucking where,
then
I don't
do
care who you are,
money.
Then go over there and do the show. Why would you get to the place that paid you to be
showing
there?
You love.
People showed up and then get in front of the people and talk shit about how they don't support their own artists. What do you give a fuck for? Like,
that shit
is so stupid to me. And now that he's done it, he got New York goons that want to see him. Mano immediately saw the video. And if you don't know who Mano is, he's a real street cat in New York. He's been in the prison for 7 years. When he came out, Little Kim and him gave him his shot to rap, and now he's Mano. But in Brooklyn, this guy and his crew don't play no games. You feel what I'm saying? So now he's telling Trinidad straight to his face on Twitter, hey, and I'm not saying this so Trinidad should be scared. Trinidad might have ATL goons all day. My point is, it shouldn't have to go
to this level because you took it there
through stupidity. Because now Mano is like, wait a minute. Not only are we letting you in the city and performing and liking your music, you going to get on stage and talk shit to us? And the only way you're getting away with this is because your crowd of people who are these nerds and backpackers, they call them nerds, I'm not calling them nerds, but nerds, backpackers, bloggers, people like that, these are not street New York niggas that are coming to see Trinidad James.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying?
They're cats that's of the new era. A lot of them are white, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they coming from Manhattan. They're not coming from the slums of Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Long Island, Staten Island. They're not coming from there to see him. They don't rock with him like that. So if you have that crowd and you can get away with saying if you want to do something, now you provoking the niggas that will. And now now they're like, okay, you talk to that part of New York. But you damn sure ain't getting away with talking to this part of New York like that.
Yeah.
So he said, when I see you, I'ma brush your teeth. I'ma brush your teeth for you. Now it's gonna go out of hand. Somebody gonna have to try to mediate it. One thing I know about Mano, he not gonna just say it and be playing around. You know what I'm saying? And anybody in the industry that knows him, knows his camp, knows exactly what I'm talking about. And there's people in the industry like this that some people you know are just get on records and talk crazy.
Right, and talk crazy.
And they not going to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? But then there's some of these guys that you know that when they say something in a tweet or on an interview or something like that, when they see you,
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to play around with it. And he's one of those guys. And
mm-hmm.
he's down with T.I. He's down with a
mm-hmm.
bunch of Atlantic. So I don't understand why Trinidad James
this
did that. And I just want
to
say, Trinidad James, you know, if that this radio show ever gets out there, bruh, you are blessed to be doing your music, man. And I know anybody could speak what they want to speak on an open forum. But at the same time, bruh, that don't even concern you. You only been in the game for about a good half a year, however long. It doesn't matter how long you've been rapping. How people are showing you love. Embrace the love, bruh. Don't go to New York and talk about how shitty their scene is and how y'all running them now. That's a little bit overboard right there, my brother.
Feeling himself a little
too much.
When he was in Breakfast Club and he said, well, I know I'm not the best and better. I appreciated the humility. I was loving his being, you know, just saying, I just wanted to get this. I'm getting money. I'm cool. I'm going to try to do my thing. I was proud of him. And now we rooted for him like all year. And then he let us, I feel let down. You know, I really do. I feel let down. And I'm disappointed. Like, I don't always get disappointed and feeling in a letdown type of way. And I'm let down by his actions. I'm like, were you high? But it doesn't matter. Why are you feeling yourself? Why are you in New York talking crazy and reckless about nothing that means nothing? Get your money. Get your show and keep it moving. I don't understand what he's dealing with. I don't like it.
Man, you know, it's just a point where, you know, this could go either way too, man, and I just don't want it to go because Atlanta cats will probably have to end up defending him. Atlanta and New York has a great relationship, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's crazy
to
me how a new guy will come here that's being embraced by a New York audience. I don't care what type of audience it was. It was in New York. They're from New York. So they're embracing you being there. So it's no need to go on the Kanye West rant, especially when you're talking about in New York internal industry
shit. You talking about the place you at in their face. Like, that's
anybody
want to
do something?
Yeah.
Bruh. Trust me, the guys that was in that audience, they're the guys you could get away with that with. It's some the New York York rap scene, Timberlands, hoodies, leathers, the Uncle Murders, the Manos, bruh. Shouts out to some people on that stage, but. Man, I'm just so glad it wasn't a bunch of those guys in the crowd, man.
I'm glad it was the venue it was, okay? Like, seriously. And then what's so crazy? What is so crazy about that situation is just the fact that, you know, we always talk about this. Like, I can't even name the number of episodes where we've actually said to them, like, everybody, like, you can't go to somebody's hood talking about you the best this and swing your chain. They're going to jump you after the venue. You know, like, I always tell people, like, you can't rock like this and take this song and travel other places because it's disrespectful. You're not going to come up in my spot, in my city, in my club where I'm at and I run this. Get on stage and talk reckless and crazy and think there's not going to be no repercussions. So we talk about this all the time about how you have to be careful when you're treading as an indie artist and doing this music. And then you have people like Trinidad James get up here and give this great example. So it's just like, you know, you niggas, you guys got to really watch what you say. It comes to, don't think you can't be touched. You know, I'm feeling like people are forgetting in their bubbles or in their high and just wherever they're at in their money and their days, they're forgetting that they can be touched. And it's some people that don't care and will touch you, and that's just what it is. You know what I mean? They're not rappers. They don't care about rapping, but you're not going to come in and be reckless and talk down and act crazy and think you're going to just keep it moving. We're not feeling that. So they need to watch out for that. Like, I don't understand, like, how this is okay. I'm trying to understand, like,
it's not okay.
Who's allowed to come
but,
and
but
do this?
But ego, which Trinidad James always says that he doesn't have, you know, and that's why I really like the
right.
guy. But
right.
now it's
that
like
was
that
thing.
Was an ego move, Trinidad.
It was.
That was an ego move. You
it
get
was.
Up on stage and you're talking to New York about New York. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Just get up there, do your set, kill it. Make them want to pay you to come back. If
exactly.
New York is embracing Atlanta, that's good for you, my nigga. That's good for you.
Yeah,
why would
get
you
your
shit
money.
On
you
that
just messed
happening?
Up your money.
That's crazy.
You messed up your money.
But,
it's just like, where is the PR? Like, this is crazy to me right now. Like, really?
Maybe he want to get out his deal. Maybe he want to get out his deal.
Who knows what he's doing? And hopefully it doesn't lead to the worst of the worst, because it can definitely get bad before it gets better. So, and there goes a New York and Atlanta collab right there. Jay-Z and Jay-Z, money ain't a thing. But obviously, it is something, because a lot of people don't want to keep theirs, like Trinidad James. So, well...
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I had to really talk about there, man. It's just
I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been looking around and I didn't catch that, and that's out of line, so.
Nah, it's definitely a little bit crazy, man. You got to really, really watch what you're saying out there when you're enjoying opportunities that a lot of people, you know, really want. A lot of people striving to get in the game. They want to get in the game. And then, you know, you got cats out there who are, you know, lucky enough to pop off of one
just
song.
Barely made it.
But now it's like, you know what I'm saying?
You
kind of all over the place, fam. So. I wish you well, you know what I'm saying? But I really hope they don't turn up on you, man. And then, you know, all of this going to a New York versus Atlanta thing, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people are not feeling what he had to say. So, on from that story. And
well, yeah.
We got the Soul Train Awards coming on television. Is that tonight?
Yes. I don't know. I think it is tonight. Let me try to pull it up real quick for everybody that's listening. And then you guys, while y'all are tuning in and getting our debate and all of that, not our debate, but hearing us talk about this issues and whatnot, you guys are more welcome to join in. 760-913-4119.
Didn't quite open
the lines tonight, but you are able to call in. 760-913-4119. Speak your piece as well. You guys can hit us up after the show and then later on our Facebook page. We do have that. So if you follow Twitter at Global14TheCut, then you'll find all of our networks and you'll be sure to stay in touch with us until next Wednesday. I'm going to try to pull up here in a minute. There's a lot of stuff going on in sports, too, and I know we don't really dabble off in the sports too much, but a lot of conviction. It just seems like every time I turn around, that somebody's getting convicted for something, drugs, or somebody killed somebody, like NFL players, and it's just so sad and unfortunate to see that, you know, you get these opportunities, and these aren't, it doesn't look like with these cases that it's new, like, cases that had came up later. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this was 3 years ago and now you're going on trial. Like, no, this is fresh, and these are, you know, choices that are being made after you've gotten this wonderful opportunity, this great NFL contract to do what you love and have been striving to do, obviously, and now it's all over for you. So it's all kind of things going on right now, and I'm not understanding. It seems to be our people really just taking it, you know, these opportunities.
No,
with
the NFL, it's a lot of different things. And people, what people do got to realize about the NFL is, you know, these are young cats with paper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
that's
a lot
true.
Of the times when you say their age to yourself and
you'd
you
be
see
like,
them
wow.
on the screen, you'd be like, oh, shit, homie's only 24 years old. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like cats have just got multiple millions of dollars. They're big and huge, but they're 24.
Mm-hmm.
So, you
mm-hmm.
know, they riding around with trees, they giving their homies some shit so they could shift some packs off. A lot of them drinking and driving. You know, you got the whole Richie
so
Incognito,
sad.
Jonathan Martin bullying situation going on down in Miami.
Yeah.
So what you're getting is just regular young people shit, but it's under the magnifying lens because they are professional athletes with a lot of money. But a lot of these cats are not grown up mentally, and it is showing itself right there on the in their real life
in
front of all of us to see.
In front of everybody. Yeah, it's sad. And then, so there was, what was I going to say? There is some good news, some more good news. There's a lot of good news that happened this week, but another great thing for our guest next week, actually, who just got promoted, and I believe he is doing the communications of 99 Jams. Tony, no, let me bring up the actual. Did you bring a soul? I'm supposed to be bringing a soul chain awards while I'm doing all of that. But and then I'll announce.
I thought you was looking for that. Yeah, I think it's the.
I think it is. I really think it is.
I know it's coming on Centric, but
oh
I think
gosh,
it's the 13th.
Did we miss it? Okay, let me see. You know what? Well, it says December 1st. I can't. I know that the Soul Chain Awards happened this week. It's just a matter of when are they airing, and that is what I cannot find. So I had to go back and revisit and figure out when that is, because I know this isn't right. It says December, and it could be right. It could be December when they're airing. December 1st. Watch the Soul Chain Awards.
December 1st.
Yeah. So, but it was this week. The actual awards did take place, I believe, the 11th, so Monday as well. So shout out to everybody who won. I see a couple of tweets and Instagrams and whatnot. So it looks like they're doing a good job of keeping it under wraps for the most part. But, yeah, that will be airing December 1st. So Soul Train Awards it is. And then hopefully I'll be able to bring up this information on our guest next week, again, Tony Nail. So you guys make sure you tune in next Wednesday, Global 14, The Cut, 8 p.m. Eastern, because CEO of Core DJs will be on the line, and you're welcome to ask him questions and all of that. So I'm going to try to bring up this for you. Anything else that you saw in the news where I'm trying to bring this up that you wanted to share?
Well, I just wanted to acknowledge Eminem for damn near going platinum.
Right.
I think he toasts about 730,000 or 740,000, somewhere around that number. But just to acknowledge that cat, because he don't even have to drop no mixtapes for y'all. He don't have to do shit. He could be gone for like 3-4 years and just come back and still hit that status where a lot of people gotta really go super hard to even get to, man. And it was funny, me and my homeboy was having a conversation about this, like, wow, you know, when you're white and you do, like, R&B or rap, and you're really good at it, because I don't look at the white thing when it comes to Eminem. The dude is just sick. But at the same time, you cannot lie to yourself and act like, unless you're fucking the man and you're black, that you could do the shit that Eminem does. Like, I was watching television, and I just started busting out laughing because I was watching BET, and it was a commercial for Eminem coming up on 106 and Park, show he took over one day. I think it was 106. And it said, the return of Eminem on BET, so-and-so. And I was just like, wow.
Right.
Like, the return of a white guy on black entertainment television. Like, that shit sounded crazy. And then I was just like, but he's Eminem. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he's coming out going almost platinum in a week, and he has not been around or gave you anything for years.
He didn't do a thing.
I don't think anyone could do that except for, like, Jay-Z. I don't even think Kanye West could sit down for, like, 3-4 years and come out
and
sell 700-something
thousand. And then do that much. Right. He might have claimed they can come through, but they're not about to sell.
Oh, they could come
like
through,
that.
Of course. But selling like that, that's a whole different story.
They're not selling. they're not selling like that. So, and then we actually skipped over the whole numbers and charts and billboards and all of that. And he most certainly is on there, as always, like last week as well. So, like you said, shout out to Eminem. I mean, wow. Incredible. And so, and then, so I actually got Tony Mills' announcement of that he just announced like an hour ago when we got on the line that he's in the programming department of one of the biggest stations, which is WEDR 99.1, so known as 99. Jam. So now he's running that scene. So how incredible for you to be CEO of a DJ coalition and then get to be influential in the programming department of radio. So this should be interesting and exciting for their camp and their team and all who's involved in wanting to work their records. So looking forward to seeing great things and more and hearing about that next week. So going down.
Most definitely, man. It's a lot of things coming up. Man, I'm excited, man. The holidays are right around the corner. Black Friday is right around the corner.
I can't believe it came so quick. Yeah.
Oh, man, it's crazy quick, man. But, you know, there's a shift going on in this entertainment game, man, and, you know, the way I'm looking at it and the way I'm seeing it, I'm just like, wow, you know, a lot of these big companies are, you know, partnering with these artists, you know what I'm saying? They realize the vehicles they have within this music genre. Shout out to the Ryan Leslies of the world that are creating mobile applications, mobile CRMs, so you can keep track of your fans and your data and actually build your shit like a real business, just like in the software Infusionsoft would do for a business. Like, he's building that. And he has 1,000 people already on the waiting list for this application, which is called ActiFan. I think everybody should look it up, especially if you have a large fan base. If you have a fan base, this is great for you because it will enable you to maximize your business, your data of who's fucking with you, what city they're fucking open and shit, down to the tedious shit that you need to know to exercise a great marketing strategy and campaign. So check out Ryan Leslie's ActiFan. Google it. He gives you his phone number. You call the phone number. It spits back all the information that you need to get with him about this program. I think he said it's going to be $45 a month. And he's got like 1,000 people on the waiting list. That's already $45,000 for that, man. And he said the application only cost him like $3,000 to make. So, you know, shout out to that cat, man.
He's always been a genius. And when I first, when he first emerged, I first learned of him, obviously when Cassie broke is when I was first introduced. I had no knowledge of him prior to that. And I was just like, wow, this dude is incredible. And I haven't lost touch with him since. You introduced the platform that you said he was working on. I actually saw Jermaine Dupri and him talking as well, so that's exciting to know that he's doing such huge things and that these moguls and other people in the business realm will be able to utilize this program that he's got going on. I mean, it's just amazing. Like you said, it's affordable and it's efficient, so incredible. Genius. So, but yeah, I mean, great night for information to inform everybody. Timbad James, not so great for him, not happy with him, but I'm moving forward.
He's going to have to deal with that himself. He's going to have to deal with that himself. And hopefully, you know, somebody can mediate what's going on before anything happens. We don't want anybody getting roughed up or beat up. But, you know, what people have to understand, and we're not going to keep harping on this situation, but New York feels some type of way right now when it comes to the musical scene. And you know, there's a lot of shit going on internally there, especially after you had Kendrick Lamar saying the King of New York comments, and you saw the rants about that, like, oh, New York looking soft. Who do you think we could let that cat say that and this and that? And then you come, it's like he fueled that fire. And one thing you don't want to do, is fuel the fire of those cats, man, because you know what I'm saying? You know, you want to go through there and do the press runs. You want to go through there, trust and believe, man, a lot of cats go in there, get their chain snatched, they get robbed, they get stomped out. You know, you might not hear about these stories. I know some of these stories personally. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that to activate again in New York, because there will be a bunch of niggas waiting outside for people. You know, they used to always talk about Fabulous and Street Fam. A lot of people don't know, you know, because Fabulous makes great music for everybody, but Fabulous people in Brooklyn, they're not playing around one bit, and people used to come around and didn't used to want to go to the clubs or around where he was because of Street Fam. And when you hear him shout Street Fam, it's like, yo, Street Fam robbed me, Street Fam did this, Street Fam did that. There's a bunch of cats out there that's just waiting for cats to come through, and there's a lot of other cats out there that protect these cats when they come to the town. Shout out Slow Bucks. You know what I'm saying? Slow Bucks is a big reason why a lot of cats from the A, a lot of cats from Miami could walk in New York. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they protect cats when they come through there. They don't let other cats get to them. They call who needs to be called, and they shut that shit down. And that's with any major city. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You go to L.A., that same shit. You gonna go out there? Come on. Notorious Big talked crazy about E-40 one time and almost lost his life.
Seriously.
It's that real. Guns in the, guns on him. Like, they had to make a phone call to get E-40's people not to shoot Biggie. They had the guns on him. So whether you in L.A., whether you in Atlanta, whether you're in Detroit, Trick and his people, wherever you're at, you can't be disrespecting the city, man. It's not just New York. It's everywhere, man.
You can't talk reckless. Coming nowhere. You're coming into somebody's home. You're coming into my home talking crazy. That's not going to rock. It's just not going to fly, period. Like you said, don't matter where it's at, not going down. So get right. I can't believe
that. Atlanta runs New York. Good, man. Keep that in your mind and go up there and get your money. You feel what I'm saying? That's
that
all you got to do, pimp.
It's just like, what are
get
you doing?
Get your paper.
I just want to tell him, I just want to tweet him, like, what shit are you on right now? Like, I'm really disappointed in you. Like, I think I'm going to tweet Trinidad James tonight. Will he respond? I don't know. I think I'm feeling like tweeting him. Like, that was the
dumbest
thing.
Oh, no, he said he's not backtracking what he said. He said, I wasn't
talking
shit about New York. I was speaking.
So he keeps it going. So he's keeping up this thing. I don't understand.
I mean, listen.
I'm done.
I don't know what he's going through.
I'm done. I'm not going to waste my time and energy on him tonight.
It's just like, Trinidad, you already known for people knowing you, not saying that this defines you, but you're already known for being the gimmick rapper.
Right.
You're already known for not having bars. You're already known for how did this nigga get a deal. That's what people say about you, and I'm not saying that's right, but that is that's the scope they put Trinidad in. So if anybody is to come up to New York and say things like you said, let it have been a T.I. or let it have been a G or somebody, even though it would have still been wrong to say, well, damn, at least people could have said, well, this nigga been in the game for so and so many years. This nigga got sold
like,
this many records.
Nigga?
This nigga, so you haven't even dropped an album yet, fam.
Right.
Why are you doing? Your label is Def Jam. That's based out of New York. Do you want him to drop you? Like, what are you doing?
That's what I'm saying. Like you said, something is going on. Something has to be. I'm
might
just
want
trying
to, get
to
out of his
make
deal,
feel better.
So who knows?
Right. I'm trying to feel better, and I'm just going to rock with, like you said, maybe he wants to get out the deal. That's how I'm going to do it, because I don't see what the deal is. I don't understand it. And even with Jeezy, like, he started on Bad Boy South, Diddy. So it's like, well, when he, you know, did his mainstream thing, so it's just like, why would you, like you said, tarnish and ruin that great relationship or that's been working so well? But Breakfast Club, I hope they eat him up. I hope Charlamagne eats him up, especially being from New York. So, well, I guess that's it then. Lamont said Trinidad's having a meltdown. He probably is. So weird. So weird of him.
Nah, whatever's going on is real weird. And like I said, it's not good. It's not good for the industry. It's not. It's a lot of New York guys in Atlanta. It's a lot of Atlanta guys in New York. You don't want to start that trouble, man. That's not cool. Especially you. For you to be the spark of some trouble like that,
for him to be
it's not good,
fam. The poster child is just like,
it's not
get
good.
Out of here. Oh, he's black. He's black. Well, shout out to everybody that had an opportunity to tune in with us tonight. Again, we're back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Keeping it short and sweet tonight somewhat. Onyx254 is where you can find me on Twitter, IG, Global14, and probably anywhere else. And I'll pass the mic to my homie Golden as well.
Yeah, yeah. Hit me up on Twitter, TheGlue, T-H-A-G-L-U-E. Or you can holler at me at Global14.com, Golden Fleece. Short and sweet tonight, and we out.
Alrighty.
Trinidad, stop wilding.
Ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, ain't worried about nothing.
None.
I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Round, round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly and
Aquafina.
Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it.
My
whole hood love me.
Woo.
But now a nigga wanna touch me. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Round round through each streamer, nigga I ain't worried about nothing. I'm round round with that Nina, I'm round round with that AK, that HA, that SK, that beam on the scope. Window down blowing smoke, niggas front and be broke. Try rob me, gon' get smoked. That gun automatic, my car automatic. Ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly and Aquafina. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Bitches don't mean nothing.
Nada.
Come in with your hand out, nigga. I don't owe you nothing.
Nada.
I'm round round with that work.
That work.
Max Low Stroud,
I'm hurt.
I'll ride through Mount Haven. I'll ride through Castle Hill. You know that coupe half a million. Fuck how niggas feel. Cause I ain't really worried about nothing. My niggas ain't worried about nothing. Ain't worried about nothing.
Work.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
I ain't worried about nothing.
Nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Round round with that whoop.
None.
Strapped up with that Nina.
None.
Got two bad bitches with me.
None.
Molly and Aquafina. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me.
None.
But now a nigga wanna touch me. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Montana. I ain't worried about a motherfucking thing, nigga. See you niggas shaking in your motherfucking boots. That untouchable empire. Dream team.
Hey,
worry about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Hey, worry about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't